Welcome to Reading with a Bookworm. My name is Delaney, and I just decided to create a podcast, you know, for fun. Because, I don't know why, for fun. But I am an avid reader, hence the name, Welcome to Reading with a Bookworm. So, my kind of plan for this podcast is to just like give so my goal for this podcast is to give a review on some books that are like my favorites or some that weren't my favorites, and I'm planning on reading some books because some people like to listen to audiobooks more, and you know, Audible is expensive. Scribd is cheaper than Audible, but nobody wants to give up $9 a month for an audiobook, and Scribd has been giving me issues. So I have like my own little personal library, and I'm gonna read, and it's gonna be like an audiobook for free, but I'm gonna just do reviews, send in messages, like you can send me in messages requesting books that I read or whatever, and yeah, I have my own library in my bedroom. Shocker. If you know me, it's not a shocker. I have many different genres. I have poetry. I have a couple of memoirs, but not as many as I'd like to have. But I have a couple. I have one anime book. That was a good book. But you know, you can't like just listen to an anime book without actually having the book, because you want to look at the pictures. I have a lot of fantasy. Like, I'm in Twilight, Harry Potter, the Iron King series, the Linger series, Shiver series, the Wolves of Mercy Falls, that's what it's called, the Wolves of Mercy Falls series, Hunger Games, Divergent series, the Matched series, Beautiful Creatures series. What else do I have? Oh, I have the Shadowhunter series. Goodness gracious, I love the Shadowhunters. Goodness gracious. Oh, did I mention Twilight? I think I did mention Twilight. But, my podcast is mostly going to be, like, centered around reading. But, I also have the Raven Boy series, the Raven Cycle series. But my podcast is mostly going to be centered on reading, but I mean, I might have my sister come in here sometimes because I'm quirky. Like, I'm a weirdo. I am a full-blown weirdo. And my sister loves to tell me that. She's 3 years younger than me. She loves to tell me that. So, I'm just going to be... And I can't talk. Like, you're going to hear me sometimes. I'm going to say to myself, speak English. So, I also love to eat, but who doesn't? Oh, I don't know why I just said that. But, I'm going to do a review of a book right now. And I think I'm going to start with Life and Death by Stephanie Meyer, which is a reimagined version of Twilight that she did for the 10th or 15th anniversary. I'm pretty sure it's the 10th. But wait, let me make sure. Yes, the 10th. English is the 10th anniversary. Sorry, I'm on my bed right now. That was that shaking thing you heard. Let's just cut right to the chase. Is that the saying? Whatever. I freaking love this book. I mean, most of you are probably not going to agree with me, but I liked this better than Twilight. Like, I'm not even kidding. I love His name is Buford. But okay, wait. Back it up. Okay, so whenever I say reimagined, instead of the vampire being male, the vampire is female. So the human is male in this book rather than female, if that makes sense. I hope you could keep up with that, because, you know, I don't speak English too well, even though that's my only language. But so it follows the same plot as the first book, Twilight, but the ending's different, and I liked the ending. Like, I like how it ended, but boy, I wish she would have, like, made another book. You know, like, she left it off, and she was like, I hope this can answer some questions or whatever, but she left me on a freaking cliffhanger. Like, and I went on Wattpad, and because, you know, this is one book that I just couldn't let go. Like, it has been a very, very long time since I've read a book, and it's taken me a while to get over this. Like, I read this book probably a week ago, and normally I'm over, like, a book like that, and I've already read two more or something like that. But I have not gotten over this book. Like, I feel like I lost a part of me. And you avid readers out there, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, goodness gracious. But, so, yeah. But, so it follows the same plot as the first book, but it's a different ending, and I wish they would have made another one. But, I'm also going to read the Wattpad story on here as, like, an audiobook, because, boy, that's just too good. Too good. But, so, just like Bella, Buford moves to Forks. Now, he doesn't like being called Buford. Like, Bella doesn't like being called Isabel. I think that's her name. It's been a while since I read the books. But he doesn't like being called Buford, so they call him Bu. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it, but it's spelled like Beauty and Beau. You know, like the pageant thing. I wouldn't know because I'm not popular, but it's spelled like that, so in my head I was pronouncing it Beau, but then they were like Buford, so like halfway throughout the book I changed it to Bu, which Bu kind of sounds a little better to me anyway, but anyway. So Buford moves to Forks, and he meets Edith Cullen. I think that, jeez, I'm mispronouncing everything, but it's a little different in the, In Life and Death, Twilight Reimagined, because like the lunch scene, whenever they have the lunch scene, and Buford's like asking his new friends or whatever about the Cullens, they're like, some of them are the Cullens and some of them are different, name. I'm trying to find it in the book right now. I'm probably not going to be able to find it, but... Okay. Two of them are the Cullens. And then two of them are the Hells. Well, actually, three of them are the Cullens, and two of them are the Hells. I don't know exactly how that works. I think she was trying to make it a little less awkward with the students at what's the school called? Forks High? Whatever it's called. I think they were trying. I think she was trying to make it like a little less awkward by the students thinking that the Cullens were dating like their brothers and sisters. I don't really know. Because the Cullens and the Hells, like, for example, Eleanor is a Cullen. That, like, these are characters in the book. Eleanor is a Cullen. Royal is a Hell. And they're dating. So they're not, they don't have the same last name. So I think she was trying to make that a little less awkward. But, goodness gracious, I loved this book so much. Like, if I had to rate it on a 5 scale, okay, I use Goodreads, and whenever I finish a book, I log it in, and, you know, I create my reading challenge for the year, and I've already passed that, but, and I put this in, and it asked you to rate it from 1 to 5, and, I mean, it was a freaking 10, but they didn't give me that option, so I had to go with 5, but, whew, this was such a good book. Like, I'm not even joking. I liked it more than the Twilight series. I know it's part of that, but, okay, I love the Twilight series. But Bella gets a little, I get annoyed at Bella. Pretty much periodically throughout the series because of some of the decisions that she makes and everything. But Buford in here, goodness gracious, I love that boy so much. Like, I feel like I know him. Like, he is like the male version of me, honestly. I'm so clumsy. I can't talk right, as y'all have already witnessed. But, goodness, that is such a good book. So, on that note, I think I'm going to start reading I think the first audiobook is going to be Life and Death, Twilight Reimagined, because, you know, it was hard for me to find this book. Like, I live in Mississippi, so the Barnes & Noble here, I got the last book on the shelf, and it's not even, like, in the main section. Like, you have to go to the back of the store to get it. And I was like, huh. And then I went in there the other day. Today is Wednesday. I went in there on Monday, and they had another book. Like, they wait until one copy of the book is bought, and then they give you another one. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it was hard for me to find this book, but, so I think this is going to be the first audiobook that I read, and then, I have this other one. I think this is going to be the first audiobook that I read, though. But I hope you enjoyed it. I have got to take care of some stuff before I have to get up early in the morning. But I hope you enjoyed it. And I encourage all of you to just become readers. Like, I have turned my best friends into readers. Like, my best friend told me the other day, she said, I can't go anywhere without a book now. And I was like, yes, I've succeeded in life. So, I guess the next time I'll see you, I'll be doing another book review, and eventually, the Life and Death audiobook will come out. And, oh, I can introduce my friends to this podcast that I made, so they can read more books just by listening to them. Oh my gosh, this is such a brilliant idea. But, I hope you enjoyed. I don't know how to end this exactly. Peace out, Butterscout. That didn't make any sense. I won't see y'all later. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.